Hello and hello, welcome to episode 11 of Getting It Done. I hope we're all well. So today we're going to be talking about the plateau and how we pull ourselves out of it, how we keep the train going and we don't succumb to it and give up, basically. So I'm going through a similar stage right now. So I ruptured my ACL just over 2 years ago. And just prior to that, I was probably at the fittest I've ever been. My body shape was probably the best that I've ever seen. My body fat percentage was the lowest. I was in prime fitness, running my fastest, everything. And that happened, which happens. It happens, like things happen in life, like roadblocks come in life and we've just got to learn how to deal with them and move around them and keep pushing forward. That's like the trick to it all. So it happened and it obviously was horrible. But I was relatively back training, like upper body, within a month. However, when you are at like a fitness level, when you lose, like you stop doing it for a few weeks, it really, really regresses, like so much faster than you want it to. So like when you, it takes you like a year, 2 years to build up to the absolute optimum where you want to be. And then you lose it all in a month, which is so demoralizing, but so true. And I'm sure a lot of like athletes, footballers can all like resonate with this. Anybody that's ever had an injury that trains a lot probably knows where I'm coming from. By all means, I am not an athlete. I'm not trying to say that. But so this was just my journey. So that happened. I had a bit of downtime, obviously. I lost a bit of fitness, and evidently you carry on eating it. I don't really eat that much anyway. I eat quite clean anyway, but it all has a knock-on effect. So I went back to fitness like a month later, doing upper body, then gradually built it back up again. And like 2 years on, I'm still trying to build that up. So there was probably a bit in between that I wasn't as serious as I usually was. So I probably lapsed a bit there. Which might have been like a knock-on effect from it all, because I recovered, then I had to have an op and then had to recover again. So it was all a bit frustrating. But in the grand scheme of things, was back on my feet relatively quickly. But then it starts, like, you feel like you're starting from ground zero. And I don't know if anybody else has ever been there, and I'm sure you have, in whatever aspect. You don't even have to be fitness, but you feel like you're starting from the beginning. And that feeling is just mortifying. Like, how the hell do I do this all again? It's hard enough to carry on doing it at that pace when you're up there. How do you go all the way back down and start again? Like, it's hard, but it can be done. Consistency and perseverance, and you know you've done it once, so you can do it again. So anyway, I'm on that road now, and I have moved a long way since that time. So like I said, it's been like 2 years, but I find myself now plateauing. So I know my body, and I'm 38 years old. The menopause will hit in eventually. It hasn't started yet, but my hormones are starting to decrease. So all my hormones levels are not at the optimum as they once were. And that'll just carry on decreasing and decreasing. And like, obviously then I will hit perimenopause and menopause and go through everything else, that any woman does who's over the age of 60, been through it all, knows exactly what I'm talking about. So that makes exercising even harder. Well, it also makes your metabolism a lot slower, and your hormones come into effect, whereby, and I've explained this before in other podcasts, that you start holding on to fat as like a defense mechanism for your body, which also becomes a huge problem. So I speak to loads of like women between the ages of 30 and 60 who struggle to lose belly fat. And like, everybody struggles to lose belly fat. It's the hardest thing to lose. It's the last thing to go when you're on any kind of shred or diet. But in that age bracket for women, with the menopause at play for most, your body goes into a fight or flight mechanism whereby it tries to preserve and protect itself, and it holds on to the belly fat as much as it can. And that's what I think is happening to me now. So I'm doing 5 days a week exercise. I'm doing as much exercise as I need to do. I definitely don't need to be doing any more. I probably could go heavier on weights, but that's probably about it. I probably could run on my run day. I probably could run further, but that's about it. I'm finding exercises like gym sessions, running, far harder than I ever have, which obviously could have to do with my age. I'm 2 years older than I was when I was at my peak, so that could have an effect, obviously. My eating is quite good. It could be better. There's a lot of tweaks I could make to make it even better, but it's not bad. But I just feel like I'm not moving further forward. And I know everything takes time. Everything takes time. And I am on the right trajectory in the right direction. But I've got a big Hyrox competition coming up at the end of this year in August time. No, September time. And I'm working towards that. But obviously I've got holidays in between. And I wouldn't be human if I didn't say I want to look my best for my holidays. Because I do. So you start plateauing. But what you need to do with that is, and what I'm trying to do now, is you need to shake it up. You need to change things. So I'm tweaking a bit of my daily exercise. So I am going to go heavier on the weights and I'm going to go longer on a run. So I'm going to see what that does. This week's a bit of a mismatch because I'm probably going to be doing more high intensity than I usually do, which I don't advocate. I only advocate 2 HIIT sessions a week, but let's see if that's the shock my body needs. Maybe it is. But also, I'm dialing down on my nutrition. So I'm trying to cut out the cups of coffee I have all day. I have decaf anyway, but I'm very mindful that it's got milk in. Sometimes I have a bit of honey in. So that's probably not good to have 6 of them a day. And my water intake. I've always struggled with my water. So I've upped that and I'm going to try and keep on that. Hopefully that starts working, because that'll start detoxing. I'm also going to do a juice cleanse every evening, so I'm hoping that's going to start pushing stuff, moving in the right direction. But it is trial and error, and we're all different, and also our bodies are all different at different times of our life. Like your body's different in its 20s than it is in its 30s, than it is in its 40s, 50s, 60s. The synergy and the makeup and the hormones within your body are all completely different in each decade, because you're a different age and different things are happening. Things are slowing down. Things are probably not as efficient as they once were. It doesn't mean that it's necessarily a bad thing. You just have to adapt. So I'm finding my HIIT sessions really hard work, a lot harder than I ever have. And yeah, that could be down to the fact I'm a couple of years older. It could be, but I've never stopped exercising, apart from that, obviously, a little bit with my injury. So I can't imagine that it is totally that. But that being said, I think maybe I'm not fueling myself properly the night before. Maybe I'm not fueling myself properly in the day. So that's definitely going to have an impact. So I'm just going to switch it up a little bit. But this is what you need to take. The take home from this podcast is that sometimes you just feel like you're at it, and nothing's happening. The scales aren't changing. You don't feel better. You don't feel fitter. Your stomach's not looking flat, or whatever it may be. Obviously, you've got to give it a minute. Like, you've got to give it at least 90 days within this regime before you just change it up. It might just be that you haven't done it long enough to get a result. You've got to give it some time. But if you're still past that time and nothing's changing, or you feel like you've changed a little bit, but now you're like kind of staying where you are, then change it. You've got to change something. You've got to lift heavier weights. You've got to run for longer. You maybe have got to put a HIIT class in your sessions. Maybe you've got to take a couple of HIIT classes out. You've got to sort your diet out. Maybe your diet's not on point. Maybe you're having too much carbs. Maybe you're having too much sugars. Maybe you're not having enough fruit and veg. Maybe you're not having enough water like me. Like, any of these things, you really need to look into it and dial down. If you're wanting to see that result and you find that your result's just leveling on the same playing field, like you've moved forward a bit, but now you're stuck, then something like that has to change. And it is difficult. Getting into a routine in the first place is hard. Once you get into that routine and you start making it part of your daily life, which is always what we aim for, is what I aim for within my 12-week program and all my clients, once you hit that 90-day golden ticket, and it starts becoming easier, but then you've got to change it all up again. I understand it's very difficult. But if you want to see progress and you want to keep moving forward, you have to do that. Obviously, you can employ someone in to do that for you, like, obviously not do it for you, but show you how to do it and keep you on track. That's what I do within my 12-week program. literally keep you on track. If something's not working, we change it. If something's working well, we do more of it. And we just assess and monitor it. Each week, I mean, I use Sundays. Every Sunday, sit down, evaluate, assess, see where you are, see where you've come from. How are we going to move forward? Do we need to be doing the same thing? Do we need to be doing something different? Do we need to tweak it slightly? And there's literally trial and error throughout. I can assure you, from start to finish to your goal, you will not be doing the same thing. You will have to change it multiple times in order to reach your goal. So that's what I'm getting my head around right now. That's what I'm trying to do. If you need any help with yours, then obviously reach out and I'll explain what we do on the 12-week program. Not a problem. But yeah, so holidays coming up, Hyrox coming up. I'm dialing down on my nutrition. Let's see if that has an effect. Let's see if that pushes this plateau and keeps me moving. But hopefully it'll do the trick. And if it doesn't, I'm just going to have to try something else. But there is a few things up my sleeve. There's a few things I can try. We've got this. So anybody needs to hear this out there. We have got this. Keep moving. We can do it. I love you all. Have a fabulous week ahead. And I'll see you on the next podcast. Please, 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 please share, comment, subscribe and like this podcast. If you feel like any of this would help anybody that you know, then obviously share it on, share the love. And it'd be great to keep it going whereby people are subscribing and listening because I really enjoy doing it, actually. I really enjoy just hearing my own voice. So anyway, have a lovely day. Love you all. See you next time.